It is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with the Coach Home. We are looking back at the Premier League action and we'll start with Brentford and Billy from the BSAS of Brentford podcast. Billy, thanks for coming on Monday morning. Appreciate your time.
I'm all good, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm all good. I'm smiling. The sun's shining here in Liverpool. It's a little bit of a shame. We dropped a couple of points at the weekend, but, you know, it happens to everyone at some point. But you guys, a couple of wins on the bounce and few people seeing how you guys will get on with Tony. Of course, he doesn't play the week before as well, that people forgot. But for you guys, you know, another win and another eye-catching win in this fantastic season.
Oh, yeah. It was, I'll tell you something, it was a right laugh Saturday. I mean, the thing is, it's a free hit for us, I suppose. I know it's a bit of a catchphrase, a bit of a cliche, as they say. But for us, you know, our season's kind of is over. I mean, there's a really slight chance, but, you know, it's out of our hands, really. And we, in a really strange way, we're expecting teams to sort of win that you won't expect to win. Like Leeds United will have to sort of either beat or draw with Tottenham. And then I think Brighton will have to, Tottenham will have to lose. You know what I'm saying? So there's always that kind of thing going on. So for us, going up to Tottenham early on a Saturday, which again, I'm sure plenty of you have been out of Tottenham, it is not the best away day at all. It's not the best. It's like, you know, it's like low down on the away day list. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not fun. We managed to turn it into fun. We drink early before the match. We got to the game. It was nice and sunny. You know, we were 1-0 down at half time. Free kick was just, you know, back in top corner. Brilliant. Everyone said fair play. Other than that, created a couple of chances, you know, but we weren't down at half time at all. And second half, fair play to Thomas Frank, as we sing, you know, he knows exactly what we need. And he knew exactly what we needed, actually. He got the cane out. And I'll tell you something, that second half, we tore them apart. Tottenham, literally, they were like, literally, their eyes were like going, what's going on here? We've got no idea what's going on. We've got no idea how to repeal this. And we just basically hit them on the counter, which is their game as well. Tottenham's game, we hit them at their own game. So that was quite a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And like I said before, you know, there's quite a few of these this season now. You're collecting them, these famous wins. And the manager, like you said, he knows how to get the best out of your players. He knows how to change it when things aren't going right, which is the sign of a really good manager as well. And, you know, I was listening on the radio on the way in and people were saying, oh, Brentford's really struggling without Tony. And then suddenly next thing you know, you're winning 2-1. So it just shows that, you know, there's a lot of good players there. And as I say, another memorable win in a very memorable season.
That's right. I mean, you know, the Ivan Tony thing, listen, you know, we've known that this was coming for a long time, you know. So, you know, I knew it, you knew it, everybody knew it. You just didn't know what you didn't know what was going to, you know, didn't know what punishment he was going to get. And also the other thing is he didn't quite know when. So getting him away and not playing and trying to play without him, I'm not going to do it, you know, last week, he apparently had a hamstring problem when we played at home to Nottingham Forest, I think it was. I can't remember who we played last week. You know what I'm saying? All over the place.